food revolution in America continues, fueled by a new wave of interest in cuisine as a serious profession. The culinary world has always been fueled by apprenticeships. There's only one place where you can really learn to cook, and that's in a working kitchen. With that in mind, Kapi'olani Community College has expanded its apprenticeship program by offering free instruction to aspiring chefs who are currently working in the food service industry. We spoke with program coordinator Marcus Fixie about today's new world of cuisine in Hawaii.
I think that over the last few years, especially, we've really seen in Hawaii an increase in the passion and the level of expertise of some of the chefs that have come here from other places and really seen Hawaii as a place to expand in that way. And I know that everyone in Hawaii on the inside is really looking forward to what the future holds for the culinary careers and for the future of the culinary industry here. You know, a prime example of that obviously being that the brand new Culinary Institute of the Pacific was a huge success with fundraising throughout the community, that people were really there to step up and say, yes, this is something we want, and the project is moving along great and is a beautiful facility.
What do you think has made Hawaii that attractive to the culinary world?
Well, I think we have a really interesting mix of what you consider to be Hawaiian food. People come here and it may take a little while to figure out exactly what is the cuisine, what defines it. Is it strictly Asian? Is it a certain type of Asian? Or is that, you see all the different types of cuisines kind of being blended together,
yeah.
Chefs definitely being required to know how to cook everything from Filipino to French food, almost, to be able to experiment and test around with that, and also to be able to figure out that balance between doing something fun and unique and new, but also doing something that is a people pleaser and that can be marketable to the masses who are coming here as well. So you have chefs who've worked on both sides down in Waikiki, catering to just about anyone coming from anywhere, to the chefs, sometimes those same chefs, who then move into smaller restaurants that are more focused on local cuisines and different types of things. So you have a really varied skill levels.
Has the whole idea of becoming a chef been elevated as a profession?
Absolutely, yes. It used to be some of the first restaurants I worked in, you know, they'd hide the chefs in the back and we'd not be really sure what was going on back there and just figure, well, everything seems to be tasting pretty good, so
yeah.
I guess this is working out well. And then as I evolved into working in different types of restaurants where the chefs at some point are just right there in the middle, almost like they're putting on a show for everyone.
They're the show, yeah.
Yeah, and so oftentimes they actually do talk and they do explain things. You can make reservations at certain places to sit right up at the counter with the chef and talk with them as well.
One of the things that we've seen, along with the expansion of the what you might call the American palate in terms of being adventurous and trying out different types of cuisine, has been an interest in the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And I think that's one of the things that we're focusing on at Kapi'olani Community College right now, is focusing on making sure that the people who are in the industry understand the fundamentals of the cooking process from the very beginning. Because one of the challenges we face as a state is not having enough people to work in this industry.
Really?
We really do have, we have over 168,000 jobs statewide that are considered to be in the restaurant and hospitality industry. And based on our population, that's a huge percentage. We just don't have enough people who are not only willing to work those jobs, but are also passionate about that industry and about advancing and staying with it, and are willing to put in the time to go to school before they get into the industry. So say, for example, you were wanting to be a lawyer and you found out that, well, there's just such a demand for lawyers that I could just get a job tomorrow and I don't have to go to law school.
Yeah.
Well, why would you go to law school? I mean, obviously you might regret that decision later when you get into the courtroom. And so we see some of those same situations playing out here in Hawaii, where someone's hired in a restaurant because they're interested in cooking. They figure they'll work their way up, but then all of a sudden positions open up because turnover is so high.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up having some people who are even running the kitchen who haven't had any formal training. So one of the approaches that we've been taking is we applied for a grant, and we created the Hawaii Cook Apprentice Program, mm-hmm. which is a program that allows anyone who's currently working in a restaurant right now to take part in a culinary training program that happens just once a week. It's designed to work around the full-time schedule of a busy restaurant worker. Mm-hmm. It's a 30-week program, and they learn everything from the very basics of food safety to menu planning to culinary nutrition, overall food service, and in addition to that, they're taking classes in the kitchen hands-on as well. It's a really amazing program.
At what cost to them?
This is a completely free program, 100% grant-funded. We've run two rounds of it so far. Over 100 people in both rounds have taken part from over 50 restaurants in the central Honolulu area. So basically, the only thing it takes to qualify for this program is to be a current restaurant worker who's interested in advancing their career, who has the ability to attend class once a week. Again, absolutely for free. Everything's taken care of. The only thing we recommend or that we require is that they do have a set of chef knives, which we can recommend places to get those affordably. Okay. In addition to that, the restaurant who sends them through, as a thank you for allowing them the flexibility in their schedule and for doing a couple things to help them be successful in the program, the restaurant actually receives a $500 incentive for each person who goes through the program. At the end, the graduate receives a Hawaii State Cook Certification and a Certificate of Professional Development from KCC.
That's one of the things in the evolution of any profession is that whole certification process,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's very valuable, yeah. Yeah, and speaking of certifications, one expansion that we have to this program, or addition to our apprenticeship programs at KCC as a whole, is the other side of the industry, which is our new restaurant management apprenticeship mm-hmm. program. That's something that we're still in development with right now. It's going to be launching in January 2019, but that's going to be very similarly designed and, again, to work around the full-time schedule of a full-time worker.
Restaurants as a business have a reputation of being pretty dicey, don't they?
Yeah, it can be. It's another world.
You know, you get in with your dreams of everybody loves the way you cook, and you decide to go bricks and mortar, and the next thing you know, you're bankrupt. I mean, that's a short version, right?
Yeah, it's a roll of the dice, absolutely. And it's also really high stakes. So then you end up really getting to know the people you work with real well quickly.
Yeah. But this focusing on the business end is something new, isn't it? I mean, that's where a lot of people who are very skilled at cooking and making good food falter. Isn't that right?
I think that's a great point, actually, that to run a kitchen, it takes so much more than just knowing how to make food. The menu planning and introduction to food service classes through the Cook Apprentice Program, as well as the Restaurant Management Apprentice Program classes, they teach cost control and understanding which items on your menu do make you more money, which ones should I focus on, how can I make the most of this. Mm-hmm. And that really is, with a shoestring budget that most of our restaurants operate on these days, that really is a make or break detail.
So it really, you know, as you outline this, Marcus, I tend to find myself thinking, well, what's not to like?
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more, and that's why it's such a mystery that we do have such a hard time finding enough people to be in the industry, and I think that programs like this are really an excellent opportunity for someone to get their feet in the door, get some real training. And one thing I didn't mention about this program is that if you're interested in attending KCC or any of the UH schools after, we actually offer these classes to what we call articulate or count towards credits at KCC as long as you earn a C or better. So this could be your foot in the door towards an education as well.
The profession has come quite a long way.
It certainly has, yeah.
Marcus Fixey is the program coordinator for the Hawaii Restaurant Manager Apprentice Program at Kapi'olani Community College. The next session runs from May 25th to December 16th. Apprentices must be currently working in a kitchen at a restaurant or another food service operation. The classes include safety and sanitation, menu planning, culinary nutrition, an intro to food service, in addition to a weekly lab class in the kitchen. To find out more, visit our Facebook page, The Conversation.